Blog Talk Radio.
TM Worldwide Radio. It is January 20th, 10 a.m. on a Saturday. Haven't done a Saturday show in forever. Thanks for everyone tuning in. Number to call, 646-652-4479. This is going to be our first interview of 2018, so very excited. But first things first, the reason I started IMTM Worldwide Radio some years ago was to give people a voice in whatever industry they were currently pursuing or hope to be in, whether it be on the talent side of things, where I used to work with a lot of people and wanted to give them an opportunity to talk about themselves, and then people in that industry, whether it be magazine publishers or directors and such. But then I started doing shows in regards to business. I started doing shows in regards to sports and just trying to keep it going for the new year 2018. So, what are we going to be talking about today? So today we have someone here in the Atlanta market that is someone who I, you know, came across a few months ago, or I should say a few weeks ago, I guess. And let's go to our show intro just so I can kind of give you more information about her. And here we go. Oh, FYI. Chat room is open, so if you are listening on the website, blogtalkradio.com/IMTM Worldwide, make sure you are listening live. Follow the Instagram page, IMTM Worldwide Radio, of course, and the business page, IMTM Worldwide. Remember, if you are trying to do something on the talent-based side or business side and you feel that you need some help, those are the two Instagram pages to follow, as well as Innovative Enterprises. That's 1E. You can go to the website, innovativeenterprises.com, also with 1E. So that way, if you need consulting, business plans, all that kind of good stuff, and of course, call directly, 706-393-8426. So this morning, we're talking to Tina Lowe, actress, artist, model, true triple threat. What does it mean to be a triple threat? How difficult is it to be good at multiple skills? Is it worth it? Well, today we're going to interview Tina and get her perspectives on the hard work and sacrifice needed to truly pursue a goal. We're going to find out more about her personally, where she's from, what got her started, and more. So tune in, listen in, call in. The number, again, is 646-652-4479. And, again, be sure to follow us on Instagram. Don't forget, IMTM Worldwide Radio. Let's go ahead and bring Tina on to the show, and let's get this interview started. Good morning, Tina. How are you doing?
Good morning, Chris. I am doing well. How are you?
All right. You sound up and about and everything. I'm excited for
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Got to get it popping.
There you go. All right. So let's go ahead and get started. First and foremost, go ahead and tell the audience where you're originally from.
Well, I am originally from Atlanta, so I was born in East Point, and I grew up in Fairburn, Georgia.
Fairburn. Now, where is Fairburn in relation to the city, Metro Atlanta?
Fairburn is about 25 minutes south from Atlanta. It's a small
okay.
country town.
Oh, country. Okay, so tell us what it was like growing up. So are we talking about country like Little House on the Prairie and the Waltons country?
Well, when I was growing up, yes. But as time went on, then, of course, it was more modernization. So where I grew up on a country road. I grew up in a big brick house. My next door neighbors, they had cows and horses and chickens. And my father, he was actually into gardening. So we had a garden in our backyard as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you got to, you did the tomatoes, potatoes, and beans and greens, right? So
oh, yeah.
I didn't want to sing the whole song. Help me out. So let me ask you this then. So as you were growing up, was there anything that you remember back then as a kid growing up that you've never forgotten even to this day? Was there an occurrence or incident or just something that happened that you always remember?
Well, there are several things that I always remember as a kid, but let me think on that. Wow. Okay, well, I will say when I first got on stage, I was five when my mother got me into modeling, and I remember that day very well because although I've always been a sassy child, I was a little nervous, and I remember my mom telling me to just keep going. Even if you fall, remember to pick yourself back up and keep at it, and remember to steal the show. So that was one of the things I remember.
Okay. And one thing that I guess those who are trying to pursue something, especially when you're young, you take it for granted a little bit because as kids, we don't know any better. So when you get pushed out in front of people or said, hey, I think you can do this, you don't know no better to be like, no, I can't do it, you know. So we lose that, though, as we grow in lots of cases, unless it's continued to be nurtured from the parents most of the time, you know. So on that's on the modeling side, that was 5 years old. What about the first time music began to play in your life, because we're talking about being a triple threat. So I want to make sure the audience kind of gets an idea of a lot of the talents that you have. So modeling was five. What about music?
Well, again, I'm going to go back to my mom. She was a church musician. So she actually started me out at the age of two singing. She discovered that I had a lovely voice. So she started me out at the age of two, putting me in choirs in the church and singing at different churches around the local community. And another thing I remember, like every morning she would get up and she would practice her church hymns, and I would get in at the time it was the living room, so I would go in the living room and just listen to her play. And she would also teach me some keys on the piano, so I would play with her. So that's another thing that I do as a musician. I do play a little the keyboard and the piano.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. All right. So let me ask you this: with music and what do you as far as music goes, what do you concentrate on? What type of music do you use or perform or write now?
What type of music? Well, the genre of music that I focus on is pop and R&B. I do not forget my gospel roots, so I do go back into gospel, contemporary gospel. And when I'm creating my music, I come up with my music in my mind, and then I create it on my Phantom keyboard.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You answered one of my questions. I was going to ask, what was your creative process when you start coming up with something that you want to do? I had to put you on the spot, right?
Yes.
So see if you can give us like 15 seconds of something, anything, don't care what, just so the audience can kind of get an understanding of that you are serious and you're not scared. How about that?
15 seconds of anything known or one of my songs?
Yes, either or.
Okay. All right. When I saw you, I just knew that you had to be the love of my life. I found everything in you, your love, your fun, and your personality. I could not resist myself, telling you just how I feel, but I didn't. I regret it because the fact is my love will always be for you.
And see, guess what? You are the first person ever on all of my shows over the last, 4 years or so that has ever actually sung live on the air. Congratulations.
Oh, wow. Thank you. Yeah, that was one of my songs. I do also concentrate on ballads. I do a lot of ballad songs. So that song is called It's Love. So that song will actually be in the works in this year, 2018.
Okay. Hey, guess what? I actually have a caller. We're going to see. Let's go ahead and bring this caller in because they might be a guest that might be a fan of yours. Hold on 1 second, Dina. Don't go nowhere.
Okay.
Good morning, caller. You are live on the air, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Go ahead and tell us your name and where you're calling from.
This is D from East Point.
Steve from East Point, what's going on? So go ahead. Do you have something that you'd like to talk or mention to our guest today?
Yes, I just wanted to ask, like, what is she working on right now? What, like, future projects she got going on as far as her singing career? Or she's performing anywhere? Or she's planning on, like, doing any kind of performing around, I guess, she's in the Atlanta area?
Yes, actually, this year I will be planning to be doing live performances. But right now, I'm just focusing on the creative process and creating a few songs. So I say mid-2018, which is this year, about 6 or 7 months from now, you'll be seeing me out and about doing live performances.
Okay. You got a beautiful voice, too.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to y'all later.
All right, man. Thank you.
Take care.
Okay. No problem.
And see, and that, folks, is just how it kind of works out sometimes, because the whole point of doing something is actually doing it. And I don't want to segue too much, but if anybody saw my Instagram Live yesterday, I kind of talked about motivation. And when you're motivated properly, a lot of things have to happen by default because you're self-motivated. When you're not motivated, all of a sudden there's a lot of things that you would want to do, but all of a sudden you come up with an excuse to not do it. And all I did this morning was ask Miss Dina to give me 15 seconds or something, and all of a sudden I had a caller asking, when are you performing? So that's again, proof is in the pudding sometimes, and you know, I didn't script that, folks, of course. So I really want to just – I had to say that just because it happens live. So thank you, Dina, for kind of helping everyone experience that. And hopefully that might be an inspiration to a few people to say, you know, if you've been scared before or worried about what people think or what people would, you know, say, don't. You can't worry about that. So how was that, Dina? How was that experience for you?
Everybody is different, but as far as me personally, I keep myself motivated by meditating, and I go out and I just look at other people who inspire me and who motivate. I actually was looking at this person the other day, and he gave me motivation. He's in the music industry as well. And that really gravitated to me because he said one of the things to be successful as a music artist in the entertainment industry or an actress or a model, whatever you do, the main thing you got to do is finish what you start. So he spoke about that for like a whole minute about that, you know, finish. So if you write a song, finish that song. If you create music, finish that music. Don't stop. So that
no matter how long it takes. That's been one of my mantras for like a decade now for anybody who feels that they're going to start. And FYI, 646-652-4479 is the number if you want to call it. And the chat room is open. So if you're listening online, the chat room is open. So maybe you're at work and you want to chime in a thought or two, you can type it, and I'll let Thena know what it is. But one of my biggest mantras is once you do get started, you're obligated to finish what you start. At least try to tell everybody, to have everybody tell you no, because all you need is that one yes. So if you get that one yes, you can probably get a second. You know, find out if you really do have talent. Now, sometimes you might find out you don't have any talent. That's fine. But at least you'll know. And so many people never get over that hump of wanting to finish what they start. And it goes back to motivation again. So I appreciate you bringing that up because it's something that I talk about all the time. So acting. We haven't talked about acting yet. Let's talk about acting. What happened to where you started feeling that you could maybe do something on screen?
Okay, well, as far as acting, I actually started at the age of 7 because I wanted to delve into acting. So I told my mom that I was interested in acting, and I started taking acting lessons at the Francois School of Theater. And there I really learned a lot of the techniques from his class. And I applied them every day. I practiced my lines, and I discovered, and my parents discovered that I was really good at acting as well. So I got serious with the acting, and I got involved with the drama club at my school, and I started participating in plays. And I actually went to Greece, and I did a play for my study abroad program when I was in my undergrad. And that was an excellent experience.
I bet it was. Well, let me ask you this. Do you have a little bit more time? Because we need to take a quick break, and then I'm going to bring you back on and ask you some serious questions for the audience to get to know even more about you and how serious you are about things. Can you stay with me a little bit longer?
I sure can.
All right, cool. Well, what we're going to do, folks, is going to take a quick break, and it is going to be quick, so don't go anywhere. The number, again, 646-652-4479. Again, chat room is open. Hopefully you're starting to follow on the Instagram page, IMTN Worldwide Radio. This is Chris, and we will be right back. we're back. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio, live on a Saturday morning, bright and early. That was my man Chris Prism, an excellent producer. That was called The Essence. Follow Chris Prism on Twitter. He has an Instagram page now, but go by Chris Prism, and it's spelled exactly how it sounds, and you'll be able to pull his Instagram page up, but that's his Twitter page. He is someone who, like a couple years ago, sent me a track, and I listened to it, and we started kind of going back and forth, and I said, look, I'm going to start playing some of your music on my show as bumper music. How about that? So I always try to do that as I can, and going to be doing some more somehow or another in 2018. I hadn't concentrated on music in a long time, but I'm going to this year for sure. So we are back, and we are having a great interview with Miss Thena Lowe here in Atlanta, and we're going to get back on the rest of her interview. Thena, you there?
I am here.
All right. So next question. This is kind of important. What are some of your other talents?
Excellent question. So some of my other talents, I am a filmmaker. So I film, I produce, and I edit videos, films, commercials. And I'm also a photographer.
Wow, that is a lot. And that means that you always are busy. And guess what? That means you're choosing to be busy too, right? Because, again, if you just have all these talents, you're not doing anything with them. Yeah, right. So that is good to hear as far as that goes. So now here's another good question. What is the main reason that you feel that not only are you successful, but will you be successful in the future? What is the main reason that you feel that way?
That is an excellent question. Wow. Well, the main reason I feel that way is, number one, my parents have always instilled in me that I can do anything that I put my mind to. And that's one of the things that definitely helps people be successful in whatever they choose that they want to do, whatever goals that they want to achieve. Have to have moral support. So I am very thankful, first and foremost, to have had that moral support and still have that moral support from my family. So that's definitely one of the things that I look to, that I feed on for my success. And I also feed on myself and my determination, because I know I can do it. I have proven it time and time again that I can do anything that I put my mind to do, because my mindset is that anything is possible.
Mm-hmm. And in my top five series that I do, I let people know that one of the reasons that people don't get to a certain point is the lack of support. And support is important. And the other four, if you need to know them, y'all, knowledge, lack of support, lack of motivation, lack of the tools, and then lack of taking action. So support is a big one. It's not impossible to do anything without support, but it definitely helps, right? So let me ask you this, Thena. Let me ask you this. The next few years, what are some of the things that you want to accomplish over the next 3, 4, 5 years?
In the next 3 years, I want to accomplish just being a household name. I want to accomplish people knowing me for my work and what I'm able to bring to the table. And what I mean as an artist, as a singer, if I'm focusing on music, then they will know me as a singer, as an actress, if I'm focusing on acting in a certain period of time, then people will know me as an actress, and the same for modeling. People will know me for modeling when I'm concentrating on that.
Mm-hmm. And you use the word, you use the operative word, they're concentrating. And again, a lot of people kind of lose out on things because they're not concentrating. And or, as I always like to put it, they didn't want to do it in the first place. It's really easy, you know, and eventually it'll be sought out that you didn't want to do it because, again, you'll come up with a reason to not do it. You know, it's not all about what you say. People say, well, I didn't say I didn't want to do it, but you didn't show up to the audition. And you didn't show up on time. And you didn't show up prepared, right? There's all kinds of ways to see through that. So I'm glad that you said those things for everybody to hear. Let me ask you this. This is an easy one. Should be an easy one for you. What advice do you have for those who are wanting to get started for the first time in whatever it is they want to get started in?
Well, my advice is just do it. If you have a dream or a passion for something, first thing you got to do is you got to start. If you don't start, then how can you know that you're good at something, or how can you know that that passion that you have can take you to the next level in your career? So that's my motto, just do it.
There you go.
And
it seems so simplistic, right?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, and my second thing is focus. My parents are instilling me focus, 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 focus on your goals, focus on your dreams, focus on that passion that you have, and do not lose it. Do not get distracted with other things, because it's very easy, especially now that we're living in this, you know, techie world. It's easy to lose your focus.
Yeah, distractions are many, right? And there's people who will do it on purpose, and there's people who will do it subconsciously because they're jealous of you and don't want to see you succeed, and they want you to stay where they're at, right?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Last
question. You know, in this industry, you're going to lose some friends. So be prepared for that. Be prepared to lose some friends and lose people that you were once close to, because they don't understand the process. So you
yeah.
have to surround yourself around positive people and people who understand what you're trying to do and understand your work. And understand
yeah,
your
and it's
process.
Tough. Because it's tough, and I actually mentioned this on my video yesterday. If you find someone that actually wants to support you, that's another reason you're obligated to try to finish what you start, because if you're not trying to do that, that means you're wasting their time, and they're believing in you, and that's messed up. It's messed up. That's why I said it last night on my video. But
oh, wow.
Thina, I'm keeping it real, right? So Thina, last two questions. One, do you have any shout outs? And then tell people how they can find you on the internet currently.
Okay, I have a few shout-outs. Well, first I want to shout-out to my parents. I love you very much. Thank you for all of your support. Thank you for instilling in me to be creative and also be about my business. Now, this is a shout-out to my father, because he's a businessman and he's a military man. So he's about that business and that business law. So I really appreciate that. You know, shout out to my siblings, my brothers, my Trey, Tim, and Michael, and my sister Laurie. And I want to give a shout out to my wonderful supporter and my boyfriend, D-Maze. Thank you. I really, really appreciate that. And I want to give a shout out to all of my fans who's been there with me since day one. I really appreciate you, and I love you all. And you can follow me on Instagram, ThinaLowX. You can also follow me on ThinaLowSings, and you can follow me on Facebook. Just put in Thina.low.
Well, Thina, I want to say thank you for taking the time today as the show ends officially, the live show, but we're going to keep going, and I'm going to do my ending later. But I want to thank you for taking the time to get on the show today. The reason I do these shows is to give people an opportunity to give voice to what they are doing talent-wise, whatever that talent might be. and for people to really kind of hear it from the perspective of this person is like me. This person is relatable to me, and they're pursuing whatever they're trying to do. Well, why can't I do it? So I want to thank you for that and just having the thought process of this is possible and I want to do it and I can prove it too, which is a big one. So I'm going to let you go for now, but I can't wait to have you on later on this year after your first performance, whenever that's going to be. And we're
okay.
going to hear from you. I'm just saying, you threw it out there, so I'm going to hold you to it now. So we look forward to having you as a guest on the radio on IMTN Worldwide Radio again soon, okay?
All right. Thank you so much for having me, and I hope you have an excellent day.
Thank you. Well, y'all, that was Thena, and that's going to end the show for today. 30 minutes is just not a lot of time, is it? So let me do this. Shout out to everybody who listened to the show today. Shout out to our caller today calling in to ask Thena a few questions. That was really awesome to hear that. Again, you don't really know if you're doing something until you start having fan support. That was really cool to hear that. IMTM Worldwide Radio, Instagram. IMTM Worldwide, Instagram. Visit www.innovativeenterprises.com. That's 1E. Also, the Instagram page, Innovative Enterprises. That's 1E. And if you need direct help, 706-393-8426. That's going to be your show today. This is Chris, IMTN Worldwide Radio. Y'all take care. Have a great weekend.